Prescription products require completion of an online medication consultation with an independent healthcare provider through the LifeMD platform and are only available if prescribed. Subscription required. Individual results may vary. Additional restrictions apply at LifeMD.com. Read all warnings before using GLP-1s. Side effects may include a risk of thyroid C-cell tumors. Do not use GLP-1s if you or your family have a history of thyroid cancer.
If you've struggled for years to lose weight and have given up hope, did you know you can now access GLP-1 prescription medications through LifeMD? LifeMD is now offering eligible patients online access to GLP-1s, the breakthrough prescription medication that can help you lose body fat and weight. Listen to what people are saying.
You just take your shot. It doesn't feel like you're on a diet. What I wasn't expecting it to do was to shut off the food noise. This was life-altering, and if I can do it, I feel like anybody can do it.
And here's the best part. Your insurance may cover 100% of the cost of your medication. So go to TryLifeMD.com to have your eligibility checked right now. Get started today at TryLifeMD.com. That's TryLifeMD.com.
Hey, it's Kim Komando today, your daily podcast to keep you up to date with all things digital and beyond. And I'd love to have you be a part of our podcast. You can make an appointment to speak with me. Just head over to Komando.com, and on the top right, there's a button that says Email Kim. Fill that out, and that's it. I like to start with something fun. And what if I told you that you could get free fries for the rest of the year? Free fries every Friday until December 29th. McDonald's is giving away a free medium order of its fries. There is a catch, of course. It has to be with a purchase made of at least $1. That's about a cookie. And you also have to download the app and then look for the free Friday. Get it? Friday, F-R-Y. I know. Our free Friday coupon, because that's a Fry-yay instead of a Friday. You know, and let me tell you something. With McDonald's closing all around Russia, wow. You know what that means? That it's a no fry zone. Oh, yes, I know. The fun never stops. Hey, listen, you're about ready to get more tech smarts because every single thing is now a tech thing. I'm Kim Komando, America's digital goddess here with you. It's the biggest show. It's the best show. It's the most trusted show about all things digital. And if you're first time tuning in, a huge welcome to you. And to our returning listeners, it's always wonderful to have familiar faces with us. And you can find my award-winning show on over 420 fantastic stations across the United States. We're streaming in your favorite radio app. Just search for my last name, Komando. And you can find us as a podcast, as a webcast, commercial free, over at Komando.com. Just hit that big old button that says Komando Community. And a special hello goes out to all of our listeners in the Army, the Navy, the Air Force, the Marine Corps, the Coast Guard, and the Space Force in 175 different countries who are joining us on the American Forces Network Radio, serving more than 375,000 American servicemen and women. And I'm sure you have at least a few questions about something digital I can lend a hand to. And our T-Mobile Unlimited listener line is now open at 1-888-825-5254 is the way to join us. All right, you can count on me to check out at least 35 different websites every single day so that I can bring you up to date on the top five things you need to know about tech that's happening right now. And let's start with doxing. Okay, of course, you keep your personal life out of your online profiles, but you really know what's out there. Now, doxing is when someone digs up your personal intel and then broadcasts it out to the world because they want to embarrass you, they want to hurt you, they want to harass you. But here's what's strange. Some people are actually wanting to be doxed. There's a TikToker gal by the name of Kristen Sotokan. She's become this viral sensation. She went from 30 followers to 1.1 million followers seemingly overnight for what she calls consensual doxing. She can crack about 70-80% of the cases. Now, in her first video, she found a guy's identity from his cartoon avatar and a pair of glasses. In another, she used only a TikTok business username to track down the man behind it, winding her way from a car forum to a blog from 2014 that was talking about his journey to donate an organ. Now, here are a few tools that she used that you can use too. There's PimEyes. I don't know if you ever checked this out. You can upload an image of anyone to find that image across the internet. I uploaded a picture of myself and I found, 400 pictures of myself on the internet. Then there were more because they wanted me to pay to see the rest. I'm like, that's okay. There's also TinEye. That's a reverse image search. And of course, we all know about Google image search too. Next on our list is ChatGPT has grown up. The problem with it has been that it only had information up to 2021.
Now, OpenAI says, not anymore. ChatGPT knows everything that has been happening. And then it's going to sift through links and it's going to shoot you over answers for things that you're looking for. But the one thing you have to remember is that none of these features are available if you're using the free version of ChatGPT. You have to spend $20 a month to get the Plus or the Enterprise plan. And then you have to choose Browse with Bing from the ChatGPT-4 model selector. Now, keep in mind that there are still a lot of phony ChatGPT apps out there. The only one you want is from OpenAI. And then if you want to use ChatGPT, you can go over to Bing or go to OpenAI.com. That's OpenAI.com. All right, coming in at number three, I want you to look around your house because I bet you have a lot of smart devices, a smart camera, TV, fitness tracker, your refrigerator, and they're all collecting data. They're all connected. Well, lawmakers on Capitol Hill are starting to pay attention. Finally, Representative Mike Gallagher, who chairs the House Select Committee on China, yeah, we have one of those, is raising the red flag on your smart products. He's calling on the U.S. government to start paying attention too. Here's why. Companies that are making these smart devices are getting extensive support from, yes, the Chinese government. Two Chinese producers of cellular modules used in drones and cameras of first responders in the United States are getting up in arms. And let me remind you, it's mandatory by law in China that these companies are handing over all the data that they collect. So finally, we have some representation in Washington, D.C. that's saying, you know what? We have to start paying closer attention to what's going on here. Number four, wow, this is really scary. Don't want you to buy weight loss drugs online. Ozempic and all the others, they're health and weight miracles, and everyone wants gets their hands on them. Some folks are even buying them on sketchy places like Facebook Marketplace or Craigslist. Now, another miracle drug is coming. It's called Retruthide, and it's supposed to be even better than Ozempic. Drug giant Eli Lilly is testing it out. Now, according to the Wall Street Journal, it's in a trial. Wow, it has led to an average weight loss of up to 24% in 48 weeks. It's huge. Now, it's not going to get FDA approval for years, and knockoffs, you know, they're already on the web. So Chinese sellers are shipping this to the United States, and they're marketing posts on Facebook, Reddit, even LinkedIn. So if you see this stuff, it's not real. I want you to be super smart. Trials have been very small. I don't want you to be a beta tester for some knockoff that's coming in from China or India or who knows where else. So if you need a weight loss drug, you have to go to your doctor. Just go to your doctor. Say, listen, I want to be on it. Odds are they're going to put you on it. All right. Finally, this coming in at number five. Atturo wants a customer to pay $35,000. What happened? Yes. Turo is one of these peer-to-peer car rental places. So you're not going to like Enterprise or Hertz or anything like that. It's somebody who's actually renting out their personal car. So this story comes to us from ABC7 in Los Angeles. A guy booked a car through Turo because it was a low price. Now, here's what happened. During his rental period, two people smashed and vandalized the rental car windows. And I saw the pictures. It's just horrible. But it gets worse because he skipped on getting protection for the vehicle. Next thing, Turo hits a bill for damages, $35,000. Yeah, for four windows. Now, neither his personal vehicle insurance or his credit card company will cover the claim. He's just out of luck. So when you rent a car through Turo or anything else, it's a different ballpark than going through traditional car rental companies. The responsibility of insurance is going to bounce between the car owner, you, and Turo's own insurance policy. So just keep that in mind. Which reminds me, yes, it's time for a bad joke. Why are rental cars so depressed all the time? Why are rental cars so depressed all the time? You ready? Because they're loners. Oh, you didn't see that one coming, huh?
Seeking the truth never gets old. Introducing June's Journey, the free-to-play mobile game that will immerse you in a thrilling murder mystery. Join June Parker as she uncovers hidden objects and clues to solve her sister's death in a beautifully illustrated world set in the roaring 20s. With new chapters added every week, the excitement never ends. Download June's Journey now on your Android or iOS device, or play on PC through Facebook Games.
All right, Sam in Washington, Utah, glad to have you with us.
I have just been elected president of a local arts guild. We have at the present about 500 members. Now, the guild has been in existence probably about just over 10 years.
Okay.
And the people that put it together, I'm sure, selected the software available at that time that would do a job. But looking at it now from a management point of view, it's kind of scattered all over the place. I'll just give you an idea. They use Constant Contact for their email collector, EventSmart to put on membership. They use Google Docs for Word documents, Slack for bulletin board, okay. And they have a newsletter. So they've got a whole pile of things, and none of these things are integrated together.
Mm-hmm.
So in transferring from one thing to another, they will often make mistakes,
oh, sure.
et cetera, like this. So I'm looking to see if there is a reasonable price, because it's not a big organization or so, kind of software program that could integrate these kind of functions.
Where is your accent from, Sam?
It's confused. I was born in the southwest of England, which is Cornwall,
mm-hmm.
But I went to school in Scotland. I moved out to the U.S. in 1978, and then in 1999 I moved out to Australia, where I spent time there in the South Sea Islands. Well, I was operating big power plants from Tahiti to Thailand, New Zealand, Australia, that whole kind of South Pacific area. So I've moved around a little bit.
And so how did you get this president of the Art Guild?
I was kind of hijacked, I think. The guild obviously is some great members and good people, but I was kind of given that because I have a lot of business experience and structure. And one of the things they wanted me to do is to get things kind of structured in a more organized manner.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know what? It sounds like it does need, they have a hodgepodge of different solutions, which... You know, that happens when you have had your operations digitized, computerized for some time. And, you know, what I've always told people, like when they come into our shop, Sam, is to say, just because we did it this way doesn't mean it's the best way to do it anymore, because time marches on, especially when we start talking about digital stuff and solutions. I'm going to tell you about a few programs. And then what I'd like you to do is to look at each of them. They all come with some type of free trial. So maybe you can put together a committee, three or four people, and then all look at the free trials together and the cost. And, you know, none of this is going to be free, but it's not going to be crazy expensive,
sure, yeah.
You know. But probably the most popular platform out there is called Wild Apricot. I don't know why it's called Wild Apricot, okay, but it does membership. It handles all the membership dues and names and contact info and all the other stuff, email. It handles events. It handles payments. And it works with QuickBooks. So I don't know if you're using QuickBooks.
Yes.
And then, it'll handle, 1,500 contacts for, $50 a month or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
Another one that's been out there for quite a while is called Your Membership.
Mm-hmm.
That has a little bit of a different twist, as it does membership management, planning, events, things of that nature. But it also has tiered access levels, which I actually like. So it's not like just this one platform. So if you had different people in the organization that only need to do certain things, you could do that.
Great, yeah.
There's member clicks, and if this is something that you are really investing for the long term, and this isn't, you really want to look at customizing things, because you don't want to just like get it out of the box. Let me spell it for you. It's TENDENCI, like tendency. Yeah, TENDENCI, like TENDENCI. This is actually open source, meaning that it's free, but there's always some add-ons that are pay, but it's highly customizable. So, but I think if you could get a trial run on all this, and then also be mindful of any type of data that you're going to want to migrate in, right? Because this way we don't have to re-enter everybody. If there's some way that we can suck that data in. But I will tell you that it has been my experience that when you do change platforms, that sometimes it's better and easier to type all the data in again. Because, you know,
yes.
You know, you're not sitting there looking at, okay, what was that field? How come there's an X on that field? Okay, so.
Certainly so.
So that's just something to look at. And, of course, support and training is always super important. Boy, what a career you have had, Sam. That's awesome.
Well, yes, I've enjoyed life, and I could not have written a better one for myself.
Oh, I think that's amazing. That really is. Having been to Cornwall and Scotland and Tahiti, Australia, Fiji myself, it's when you were counting off all these countries, I'm like, yeah, that's awesome. Yeah, that's awesome. Yeah, that's awesome. You know.
Well, I do a lot of underwater people photography in Fiji. Well, Tahiti is probably my favorite place for that. But
yeah. Well, you know what? Have you ever been to Maui off of Molokini Crater?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yeah. See, that's. I happen to think that the photography that or opportunities are that are available off of Maui are sometimes a little bit better than that South Pacific, a little bit more colorful at times, especially with the coral. Sam, thank you so much for your call. If you need any help, need a hand afterwards, you know, I'm your gal. You know, it's always a challenge when you go into these situations. I've had to do this myself, where everybody's so used to doing things one way, and then you're like, no, I have a new way. You're always going to get resistance. So the way that you need to get their buy-in is that you start talking to them about features that they want. What can you do to make their job easier? And then if you can get their buy-in, then you'll find that that transition to a new and improved system may just go a little bit easier. All right, let's change gears just a little bit. Let's talk about the secret map that's tracking where you go. On your iPhone, it's called Significant Locations. And if you haven't looked at this, oh my God, be prepared to be shocked. Just head into your iPhone settings and in the search box, just type in Significant Locations. And then you're going to see a list of all the locations everywhere you've been. It's pretty creepy. Now, if you're on Android, just go to your settings app, select location, and then enable location services. And that's where you can see all the location data history, the apps that have requested access to your location. And in case you missed any of that, just head over to commando.com and say, find my secret location in the search box, and that tip will pop up for you.
Seeking the truth never gets old. Introducing June's Journey, the free-to-play mobile game that will immerse you in a thrilling murder mystery. Join June Parker as she uncovers hidden objects and clues to solve her sister's death in a beautifully illustrated world set in the roaring 20s. With new chapters added every week, the excitement never ends. Download June's Journey now on your Android or iOS device, or play on PC through Facebook Games.
Okay, joining us on the show right now is our amazing content queen, Allie Seligman. Hello there, Allie.
Hi, Kim.
So I started looking at maybe some tech products that have failed, knowing that you're going to be talking about some great products, okay?
Yes.
Okay, so here's one that when it popped up on the list, I thought, you know, I don't know if I remember even looking at it. Google Plus. Did you ever look at Google Plus?
I'm confusing like Google Plus and Wave, and it's all a blur to me.
It was Google's social networking platform. It wanted to compete with Facebook. Okay.
It didn't.
No. And I kind of do remember it now.
Yeah.
Juicero. Okay. That was the Wi-Fi connected juicer, and it was like a $700 juicer.
What was the point?
I'm not really
sure.
Smart
juice. Okay.
Microsoft Kinect for the Xbox. Now, you remember that. That was the camera that you could go back and forth. And then I don't know if you remember that, but there was also like this Microsoft spokesperson that came out right before they killed this. And he was at some advertising convention. And he said, you know, with the Microsoft Kinect, we can tell if you live in a trailer or if you live in a mansion.
That's how you sell it.
Yeah, that was really something.
Yeah, love that.
Snap Spectacles.
Oh,
okay. They're still trying to sell those, but I have two pairs sitting in a drawer someplace. Apple's AirPower.
I don't remember AirPower. What was that?
It was their promised wireless charging mat.
Oh.
Never came out.
Oh.
Never came out.
Okay.
Let's see. I have just a couple more. The GoPro Karma drone. It said just, you know, they tried to bring out this drone, you know, do all kinds of AI tricks, but, you know, it just kept crashing. It just never really worked. Okay. And it was $800.
Oof.
And finally, this one, MoviePass.
Okay. Oh, MoviePass.
That promised unlimited movie tickets for just $10 a month.
What could go wrong?
COVID.
Yes. And even before that, people got so much value out of this, right?
Yeah.
They weren't making very good money.
No, not at all. Yeah. All right. So now, but you have a list of great inventions.
Actually good things, right? So every year, Time magazine puts together a list of the best inventions of the year. This is a big list, like 200 things. So wow. I combed through it to find what is the coolest stuff here. And there are things, you know, there are life-saving medications, robots, spacecrafts, everything really you could think of, all the categories. But I wanted to focus on what's some stuff that we could actually go get.
Okay, perfect.
Qualify under this best inventions. Okay, this one I want. If you were a baker, you're going to want it too. The GE Profile Smart Mixer. Did you know there was a smart mixer?
I had no idea.
Yeah, so it has a scale built in to the mixing bowl that can weigh all your ingredients for you. Amazing. It has special torque sensors that can tell if you're over mixing the dough.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, and then it even has a special speedy mode. It goes up to 11 now, so it can emulsify things like a blender. It's $800. GE, if you're listening, I would love to try this. Send one my way. Thank you.
Now, let's talk about the blender, though, because you said it weighs. So if you put in a cup, it weighs it. If you put in like some, like another half a cup of sugar, it weighs it.
Yep. I imagine it has the same thing like a regular scale where you can push the button to kind of reset it. Yep.
That's awesome.
I know. This one is so innovative.
$800, though. Oof.
Yeah, that's a lot of money. I'll wait until it's like four. Okay. There is a whole category for accessibility, and I think this is really exciting because there are so many cool things for people that are maybe have a disability in one way or another, they have an illness, whatever it is. And one, snazzy, right, is the Samba robotic toothbrush. Maybe you've seen this thing before. It looks pretty weird, but I didn't know this. Nearly 88% of people with disabilities have problems with tooth decay because it's just harder to brush your teeth.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Yeah, and so this person invented this toothbrush. It's shaped like a U. You put it in your mouth. You don't have to move it at all. It has almost 13,000 bristles that cleans the entire mouth. You just put it in, and then your mouth gets perfectly clean. Like,
You know, I always wondered why we didn't have that.
Now we do.
You know, it just seems so archaic to go back and forth, back and then go in and out. That just versus like, you know, it's kind of like, you know, like a washing machine. You just go put it in, take it out, put it in, take it out.
Exactly. These are $300, but when you think about the cost of even getting a cavity filled, right, that is like, oh, that's worth it. That's how much, you know, people spend on regular electric toothbrushes. One that I want to give a quick mention to in that same accessibility category, there is an AI-powered smart cane. This thing is really cool. It's called the CanGo. It's got fall detection, GPS location, a flashlight, emergency calling. So I'm going to make sure we put a link to this in our newsletter. If you have someone older in your life that you think like, man, that would be a really smart gift.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. On the AI side, of course, we know that ChatGPT was there, all those, right? But one I want to focus on is Stable Audio. This site is really awesome. It's by a company called Stability AI. Basically, you write in a few words and it can generate audio for you that you can use wherever you want. So say you typed in like, ambient coffee shop music. Okay, it could make you a unique song.
Wow.
Yeah. You're not going to believe this one. It's not really very expensive. If you are using this for, you know, commercial use, you can make 500 tracks a month for $12.
Oh, that's
right?
Fabulous.
I know. Seriously. Okay, in the parenting category, this is one I was very excited to see, and maybe you listening, you've heard this name before, the Bark phone. So Bark, a sponsor of our show, this is a phone, you know, normally if you're trying to put parental controls on a kid's phone, sorry, but they're probably going to get through them in some way or another.
100%.
Yes. The Bark phone, though, it's built in, it's part of the operating system, and it's totally tamper-proof. So this thing is, there's no other phone like the Bark phone, so it was fun to see them on the list. On the outdoor list, I want one of these. It's called the Go Boat 2.0. I kid you not.
The Go Boat?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's a boat that is small enough to fold up into a backpack.
Really? You're kidding me.
No, I'm not kidding. It sold out in a couple months after it first came out because this is amazing. It's basically kind of like a stand-up paddleboard, like that kind of material, but folds up into a backpack. It's got an electric motor. Doesn't go very fast, about 5 miles an hour. So it's more a fishing boat, you know, just go out on the water. But how cool is that? You could just have a boat on your back.
And how much is it?
It starts around $700.
Oh, okay.
I mean, it's a boat. Come on.
I know, but it's in my backpack. It should be like $50,
you
know?
But it's in my backpack. Okay, one more I want to share. Have you seen this? It's called a Romato T8. You're like, Allie, what the heck is that
wait,
a calculator?
A Romato?
Yeah, T8.
Okay, before you tell everybody what it is, including me, I want everybody just to sit back for just a second.
Yep.
And if you are watching the show in our interactive chat, I want you to say, what do you think a Romato does? What do you think a Romato, if you were sitting there and you had a product and you're in these big glassed ivory towers and you have focus groups and marketing executives, people that like went to the Wharton School, they went to Harvard and Stanford and Yale and USC and UCLA, and they came up and they called it the Romato. What would that Romato do? What does it do?
It's a camper. No kidding. So it is like if you could buy a little mobile camper, but it looked like it came from the Apple store, that's what this thing is. It's sleek, it's white, it's minimalist, it's so nice inside. And the really cool thing is it rotates out of the shell so you get a whole little front porch zone.
Oh, nice.
I love this one. So smart. I'm going to break everyone's heart. It's $270,000.
Oh, you know what? When you said $275,000, I'm like, it can't be $275.
No.
I mean, it's maybe $27,500.
No. Yeah, this is still in the too expensive for almost everyone category. I love this one.
$275,000.
Yeah.
So how many, is it like for two people?
Yeah, I would say, yeah, there's one big bed in it. It's, you know, the size of a normal little camper.
And so anything else on the list that stood out for you?
Oh, one thing that was on there, it made me think of Andrew, our podcast co-host. The Sphere was in there for the design category, of course. A couple other quick ones. There's now a saliva-based pregnancy test, which is pretty great and not as gross as the other way. There are, these are cool, medical disinfecting wipes. So basically, they leave behind colored dye, and as soon as the dye is gone, you know that the area is disinfected. That is amazing.
Perfect.
I bet those will be in home soon.
So, Al, can you put a copy of this list over on the website for everybody to tap into it?
Of course, yes, and I will put lots more that are on the list. There are some really awesome stuff.
It is. It's, you know, and it's nice to have some acknowledgement for these different products, too, to have them on this Time Innovation list. But let me tell you something. Of all the innovations, of all the inventions over the last 100 years, let me tell you, the dry erase board has to be the most remarkable. Oh, bad one. I know. All right. There are some ways that incognito mode can save you. I mean, first of all, when you're shopping, you want to make sure that you want to keep gifts a surprise. Secondly, if you don't want algorithms to be tracking what you do, you just go ahead and get an incognito mode, even on YouTube. And you can also use it to separate your work and your home life. And so you can keep those searches separate when you are, say, doing, you know, your business stuff versus, again, shopping online.
Seeking the truth never gets old. Introducing June's Journey, the free-to-play mobile game that will immerse you in a thrilling murder mystery. Join June Parker as she uncovers hidden objects and clues to solve her sister's death in a beautifully illustrated world set in the roaring 20s. With new chapters added every week, the excitement never ends. Download June's Journey now on your Android or iOS device, or play on PC through Facebook Games.
All right, Cathay in Seattle, Washington, glad to have you with us.
So my dad died a couple years ago, and he had had a business, small business, and he left at least 5 or 6 computers that he'd never cleaned up. In my garage, I had 5 kids. I must have another 5 or 10 computers,
oh boy,
laptops and boxes, and it's time to get rid of it all. But some of them have business stuff on them or other sensitive family stuff or family photos. I don't even know where to start.
Yeah. Wow. It seems overwhelming, doesn't it?
Yes, it does.
I don't blame you.
And I tried to start a couple of them, and, you know, I can't even get them to start.
No. Okay, if the computers won't start, what you can do is you can remove the hard drive. Okay.
Okay. Is that easy or hard?
That's easy. That's easy. I can send you a YouTube video, tell you right how to do it. And you're smart. I can tell. You know, you got a lot of brain cell activity. I can tell. There's a lot of synapsing going there. Okay. Because if you didn't have a lot of synapsing, I'd be giving you a whole different answer. Okay.
Okay. Well, I can Google how to remove a hard drive. But
yes.
Then,
okay.
Then what do I do with the computers?
Okay. After you take the hard drive out. Okay. You're good, but I don't think you can put your hand over the hard drive and say, come to mama and tell me what's on inside. Right. So you need to get what you're going to buy on Amazon is a adapter plugs into your computer via USB.
I have one.
You're going to put that hard drive into that adapter. Mm-hmm. And then it allows you to access all those files. Okay.
Even though my computer now is much newer?
Yeah, it'll still work. Not a problem.
Okay.
And then once you pull off all this stuff, then you know the best way to get rid of a hard drive is to destroy it. Physically destroy it because it's not going to be worth anything to anybody.
But wait, Kim, the stuff that's on them, let's say I pull up, 700 pictures on one of them.
Do I just
download those somewhere?
Yep, you're just going to drag and drop them right onto your new computer. Make a couple of folders like computer number one. It was an HP, whatever it was. And if you have any identifying, so this way you know which hard drive that sucker came from. Okay.
Okay.
And then, there is the option. What you can do is use a program like Eraser, and it will delete all the data on the hard drive. What it does is just overwrites with ones and zeros and other data until all that original data is gone for good. And that's,
do I need to do that, though?
If you're going to physically...
Can I just smash them up?
Just smash them up. I mean, I'm saying a lot of people... If they're physically... What we do is we physically destroy the drive.
Okay.
When you want data gone for good, we got to get rid of the drive. I mean, you can use Eraser, you can use Boot and Nuke and all that other stuff. That's going to be if you're going to be allowing somebody else to use the drive, but because these are so old, they're probably not worth it to anybody anyway.
Right.
Now we have all this stuff that we should never put in a landfill, right?
Mm-hmm.
That's where you want to go to a website, Earth 911. You just put in your zip code and they tell you where, how to recycle things near you. And again, that's Earth 911. So you're going to get that SATA, that's what it's called, SATA to USB adapter.
SATA?
Yes, to USB adapter. And that's the little device that you're going to put the hard drive in and then plug that into your computer. Who knows if the hard drives even work, right?
That's for sure. Somewhere from kids, somewhere from business. Yeah.
Yeah. So you've got like a computer graveyard in your garage.
Yes, I do.
Okay. It's like time to move on.
Well, that sounds easy.
We're cleaning it up.
People that advertise, I'm in Seattle tech world. Mm-hmm. So there's people that advertise, PC recycle kind of places. Can I just dump it there?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Sure.
Okay.
Yeah. As long as the hard drive's out, you can go ahead, you can dump it right there. But if you're not in Seattle and you don't know where those places are, again, the website is Earth 911. Kathy, thank you so much for your call. Old computers, always such a hassle. Did you know that the average car has about 1,400 microchips in it? Yeah, that's a lot. And your car is like your phone, your computer, your tablet's always listening and it's always collecting information. So a website will help reveal it all. It's called the Vehicle Privacy Report. Now, this company deletes synced personal data from used cars before they're resold, because this is how car makers comply with all these various privacy laws. Now, there is a way that you can tap into their work. Go to this website, privacyforcars.com. You just put in your car's VIN, and then it just spits out the privacy policies about your car and what it's doing with all of your data. You may find your name, your address, your driver's license number, biometrics, voice recordings, things like that. Once again, that website is privacyforcars.com. Once again, that's privacyforcars.com. All right, here's the deal. Just want to remind you to get the whole Commando experience. You not only get the show and the podcast, but you get our free newsletters. And let me tell you, the newsletters are not a substitute for the shows or the podcast. You get completely different information. And if you want to stay up to date the easy and fun way, head over to GetKim.com. It's easy to sign up. It's easy to cancel. Once again, that's GetKim.com. Join hundreds of thousands of people every single day who are getting tech smart by letting me do the work. Once again, that address is GetKim.com.
This program is a copyrighted production of Westar Multimedia Entertainment and protected by the copyright laws. Any rebroadcast or use of this program for commercial, business, economic, or financial purposes without the written permission of Westar Multimedia Entertainment is strictly prohibited.